Yes, welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It is the Dark Mark Show. I'm not sure what one of our guests who was running on CPT time was. She was texting somebody. Josie, who always runs on CPT, she was. She actually was on time. Josie, you want to say hello to the Dark Minions out there?
Hello, Dark Minions.
We've got a great show. This is going to be good. We have on my right the bad boy of Triple X. You got to be really bad to be the bad boy of Triple X. Derek Pierce.
What's up?
And, Derek, I had you meet four of the most beautiful breasts that I know right here. Two of them belong to our guest here. One of my favorite comedians, and I do comedy all over the town. Most comedy bores me. Hers does not. She's fucking hilarious. Kamira White.
Thank you.
You want to get that mic a little closer, Kamira?
Yeah.
You didn't hear the notes?
I know,
it.
Yeah.
Yes, suck it.
Yes, yes.
I knew Mark wanted to fuck me. I knew he did. I knew.
Who, that I want to fuck you?
Yeah.
Oh, please, if I want to fuck you, I would have fucked you. Don't worry about it.
I'm sure he did a ton of research.
I did a ton of research. I actually went to Kamira's show in Gardena last night.
So you're stalking her now.
Yeah, I'm stalking her. That's what I'm doing.
Doing research.
I did some research. So I did want to let you know, this is going to be great. I can tell already there's some chemistry in the room. But before we get started, I got to tell you about our sponsors. We are sponsored by Audible.com. Audible.com. I love audiobooks. I love driving on the road, listening to audiobooks. And one of our other Triple X guests, Sasha Gray, has a book on Amazon.com. The Juliet Society, where she reads it herself. It's an erotic novel.
I don't remember what she said, something like that. She lost me.
That's 8 hours of Sasha Gray talking dirty to you. You can have that free if you go to darkmarkshow.com. Click on the Audible button or any book you
want. Does she talk dirty? I think she reads stories.
She's trying to do like a. I think she's trying to do, and correct me if I'm wrong. Like a 50 Shades of Grey. She's trying to do her own like kind of thing. So it's a whole piece.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so. I know everyone's doing that now.
That's what I want for my porn stars.
Right. So yes.
Just to be reading shit.
Exactly. But if you don't like that, they've got Stephen King books. They've got Dracula. Girl. She's terrific. They've got Stephen King books. They've got comedy albums by Louis C.K., George Carlin. They've got everything. Just go to darkmarkshow.com. Click on the Audible button. You get a free book. Giving you something for free. Get a free 30-day trial. You can't lose. If you don't like it the next day, cancel the membership. But we're also sponsored by DammitTees.com. DammitTees is the greatest T-shirts that I'm aware of. Everybody likes the Misfits.
Is your T-shirt from there?
No, it's not. No. But
why not
wearing the sponsors.
I'm
he's
not
promoting.
Wearing the sponsors. Wow. No, I actually my Reanimator T-shirt is in the wash, but they have Reanimator T-shirts. They've got they've got porn star T-shirts. They've got Buck Angel T-shirts. They've got
That's the one I want to wear.
Tracy Lords T-shirts. They've got a shirt that's Misfits. It's Boba Fett with a devil lock.
They have a Tracy Lords one.
Absolutely,
they have a Tracy Lords one.
Yes,
the bitch to put like six people in jail.
Everybody hates Tracy Lords. Yeah.
Do you show her
the
Ginger Lynn?
She went to jail.
Right. What's the guy's name?
I forgot the dude's name, but he went to jail for like a year because he fucked her when she had a fake ID.
Yeah.
Wow. You were like in junior high then. How do you know these things?
I'm 40.
Yo, you are 40. Okay, so yeah. you were jerking off to that video that he.
I was jerking off to Nina Hartley and.
Right.
God, Ebony A's, Nina Hartley.
Right.
Ginger.
Black
Ginger
porn Lynn. Must be totally different. I don't know none of these people.
Ebony A's is a black porn star.
I don't know her. I know Stacey Lane. Pinky.
Should we do it for a Hollywood Report before we get into it, Josie?
4 foot 9.
Yeah, I'll make it brief. I just want to thank everyone who came to the show on Saturday.
Wait. That here's a song.
Oh.
It's the Hollywood Report, folks.
Deep.
Yes, that is Josie Cat with her band, old band Pissant. So what's the Hollywood Report?
That was 20
Josie?
Years ago.
It was 20 years ago, and you were 12. Go ahead. What is the Hollywood Report? Somebody else is 40 in the room. Oh, go ahead.
Tomorrow, go to the Dragonfly for Drew from Lip Services Memorial.
Yeah, I don't think we explained it last week.
It's free.
Lip Services, a goth clothing brand. around for a long time, and the founder was deceased, and it's sad.
And they're doing this great benefit for him. There's gonna be slideshows and art and bands and
sad goth people, even sadder than usual.
I did hear about that.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm kidding, but yeah, it's
not the sad goth part. I mean, the guy from the service.
Yeah. So.
And just a big thank you to everyone who came to the show on Saturday.
Yeah, she had a show on Saturday. It was terrific. So I was a little reticent to have Derek Pierce on the show tonight. Derek Pierce is the bad boy. He's got such great credits as That Ass in Yoga Pants. She's a Handful 3, Anal Fanatic 6, Anal Agenda, Fat Ass, P-H-A-T, Fat Ass White Girls 5, Housewives Orgy.
A lot of big booty stuff.
Wet tits.
I don't pick them, I just fuck them.
Wet tits, Don't Tell My Husband 2, Cock Monsters.
Gonna be a
and if you're
night.
In Cock Monsters, forget about it.
I was the throwaway scene in Cock Monsters.
Oh, really? You weren't the cock monster?
Did you end up on the cutting room floor?
Probably. They were like, what the fuck is he doing in this goddamn movie?
So I was a little reticent to have you on the show.
Was
because
it not monster enough? I mean,
no,
we're gonna get into how big his cock is. Don't worry about it. We might have to have a contest between me and him, see who's bigger. Wait, oh, I'm sorry, it's Mike on. I'm sorry. Go on. I don't know. I might have to compare myself
because
I did not watch your movies. But I was a little reticent to have you on the show because you were on Daily's Dark Side, and that was a great interview. And if you go on the Skid Row Studios, the archives, that's a great interview. And but I said, Josie, there's a male porn star that wants to come on the show. She said yes.
And then I
sent you the information. Here's information in his picture, and you said I can't tell if he's gay or not. So I think let's.
You know, I've heard that a lot, though.
It's nothing personal. It's not personal. Three fourths people are gay. So
yeah,
it's like
three fourths of people are gay.
So I feel like
So three fourths of you is gay, and
three fourths. You know.
Yeah, make sure you get in the mic,
Kamira. I want to know what's straight.
Make sure you get on the mic because we don't want to miss all these scientific statistics that three fourths of people are gay.
Three fourths of people.
So basically, okay. it's not.
He saved the fuck out of you. You know that, right?
It's nothing personal. But do you suck a dick?
Three out of us on this table.
Okay. Yeah, I have a feeling who that might be. The other side of the table. But nothing personal. But you don't suck dick.
No.
Okay. So he's straight, but you do have honestly, and I'm sure you've
just waiting to hear the end.
No, I'm sure you've been to West Hollywood. There are a lot of guys that have that bald head. Well, first off, a straight guy that works out—that's odd in itself.
Is it?
A straight gay guy.
In his world, it is.
In my world, anybody working out is weird. But gay guys have a lot. It's like a right set.
Aren't you wearing guyliner?
I am wearing guyliner.
I'm just checking.
Yeah, you are. No, that's fine. Trust me, it has to. I'm so masculine. I have to soften my.
And gay men love him because he's a bear.
I'm a bear. Yes,
yeah,
I am a bear.
I get it.
But I've been to West Hollywood. I've seen guys like you, but it's the bald head. It's like the I am too sexy sort of look thing.
Yeah.
You've seen a couple gay guys that look sort of like you, right?
I've seen gay guys that look like both of us.
I guess so. Okay. Well, here's the thing. Now, let me get off the gay
I've
thing because I want to.
Guys that look like me.
No, right? I've seen a few gay guys that look like Amira. But here's the thing. You and Josie have a lot in common.
We have tattoos and we're white.
You're white. You have tattoos,
but her tits are bigger than mine.
Her tits are bigger than yours, but they're not bigger than Kamara's. I've noticed. Any
no one's tits are bigger than mine.
Right, and yeah, so you might have to get in some more surgery, Josie, to keep up with the other guests on the show. But you both are fitness trainers. I know you didn't know that about Josie. She's getting her class 2 yoga license. You both own pit bulls.
Mm. Oh yeah, pity.
Yeah.
Pits are awesome. See. Yeah. See. So you do, and apparently you're both over 40. So you have a lot in common.
Who told you that?
I said apparently. I don't know yet. Well, he said he's 40. So
yeah, I'm 40.
So, but you were. I was going through your biography. Josie actually did most of the research tonight. But you were raised by a single mother, as most people are these days.
Yeah.
And you lost your virginity at 13.
Yeah.
Now tell us that story. How did that happen? Because at 13, I was still learning how to masturbate correctly, and I didn't master that till 16. So how did this happen?
I used to sneak over to like my girlfriend's house. And
how old was your girlfriend?
1 or 2 years older than me.
Okay.
And we had popped the nails out of the screen to her room, and basically we had sex with half my body hanging out the window. So I was hanging on to the windowsill.
Why?
Why didn't you do it in the bed? All the way in. I don't know.
Oh, wait, so wait, you were outside the window.
All the way in between
the
legs.
I wasn't talking about the pussy. She's like, no, like if like my just dad comes in or whatever, like you got to be able to get the fuck out quick.
So if you were on the outside of the house, it was okay.
Like my ass was sitting on the, because then she wouldn't be there if he like came to check on her.
But if he busted in the doors, her ass is hanging out the
window. In the door as opposed to kind of like casually walking in, I could fall the fuck out the window. She didn't really care.
Or if he was watering the lawn, he'd catch you guys.
Well, at 2 or 3 in the morning, I used to sneak out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So you were 13.
Yeah.
And you're built for porno if your dick's fitting into the window. So
I wasn't across the driveway fucking her through the window.
I don't know.
I climbed like
he was at the bottom of the staircase, duh.
Yeah.
And you were such a bad boy, I read, that your mother, when you were 16, thought there'd be real problems.
So it was real problems.
So I guess you're what kind of problem?
All boys are at 16.
The truth, I was arrested for assault with intent to rob when I was 13. Grand Theft Auto when I was 14.
Wait, assault at 13?
Yeah, assault with intent to rob.
Who are you robbing?
Somebody asked and tried to take their shit and got caught. Like a fucking genius.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just hung around.
Was this an adult that you kicked their ass? Or?
Yeah. Well, there's like three of us.
Oh, okay. All right.
Fucking 14.
I can take three for 13-year-old kids, but that's just me. But
well, I was big when I was 14. I was already like 5'9" and like 170 pounds.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. And so your mom was real, because you were a bit of a thug then.
Yeah. So I hung around the wrong element. And then I got into sports and a lot of that stuff changed.
Right. The football first or just?
Sports is always good for boys.
Yeah. Right. It started with track and field.
Okay.
And then evolved into football. And then that evolved into, actually I stopped playing football to dance. Leave the West Hollywood comment alone.
Three-fourths of people. No, go ahead. So you danced?
Yeah, I taught hip-hop for almost 4 years.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't like you were doing ballet. You were breakdancing. You were doing that type of shit.
Yeah, more like
I come here laughing at the hip-hop, but that's if I knew, I would have had you bust some moves. I mean, maybe there's a... Because you do so many porn parodies.
That shit. Maybe I've done it in the porn parodies. I did it in Wicked's... they did one called Sexy... And then they did another one.
He acts like we should know this.
Wait.
Somebody did some research.
Breaking 3 Electric Boogaloo, the porn parody. I get it. I can see it.
I would have done it.
You would have done it?
I don't have a lot of shame.
I'm writing the script right now.
They just fast forward it to the sex.
They don't. They can't because there's so many fucking parodies and so much talking going on. I can't imagine that everybody just fast forwards.
Well, actually, we do have a picture of you as Bane on the Dark Knight parody, if you want to put that up. And it's funny because I was telling somebody, I was showing him your picture that you were going to be on the show. I was showing a friend of mine. I guess it's on the screen here. It's on the screen there.
Yeah.
But you guys have seen it. It's on the Facebook page if you want to look at it later. There he is.
Yeah.
That's him as Bane. It was funny because I showed my friend your picture and she's like, yeah, he's okay. I showed her the picture of that. She's like, that's hot. And if you didn't know anybody, you would think that was Tom Hardy.
Well, you know, the funny thing is about those pictures is they were taken by a guy named Ben Hoffman.
Right.
And Ben has done all of the comic book parodies that we've done.
Right.
And then he made a coffee table book out of all of the characters.
Oh, wow.
And he went to Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody kept asking, where the fuck you get all these outfits from? And mm-hmm. he had told him, he's like, oh, I have a friend who's a costumer and, you know, works for the studios. And he said another photographer came up and said, you're fucking lying. I know who made those. That's for Vivid. That's for Axel because they asked me to do it. Or not a photographer, but he was a costumer and they had tried to give him the job.
So wait, the coffee table book did not say it was for porn?
Nah.
No, okay.
There's all hero shots.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah. They look amazing. That was not even like a good hero shot.
See, he's not doing it well because if you want to get nerds' attention, say it's for porn too. Comic books and porn,
It says it on the listings of who the model is,
right.
But not on the cover.
Right, right. So if you didn't know who Derek Pierce was, you wouldn't know.
A lot of people thought, like in some of the hero shots, that they're like, Bane didn't look that good. And I was like, the costumers. Why? And he did look kind of shitty in the movie, to be honest with you.
He looked okay. I mean, I don't know. I didn't really pay that much attention. You didn't like it?
No, I thought he looked pretty good.
Oh, okay.
Not as good as Tom Hardy normally looks. He looked like shit in that movie.
He was more bulky, not as cut.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all.
Right.
But, the original comic book Bane is a very big dude.
Right, but the original,
he's swole, like a wrestler.
He's like 5'7", and Bane's supposed to be like a 6'5", huge. Yeah, no, I know, but he just, I guess, you know, that there's one you don't have to look pussy because you got the mask on, right?
I like licking pussy.
Okay, did you take the mask off to lick pussy or just...
No, the mask sucked. It was really heavy.
Oh, were you just putting the mask and putting it in there? Or
I wish. They're trying to get through the holes, but...
So in the clubs we hang out.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things going on here. Do you feel in charge? Yes. Now, Kamira White's here. She is a wonderful, beautiful comic. Kamira,
yes.
I've never seen you so quiet in my life. Now, this woman, I'll tell you how I met this woman. I did a show in Leimert Park, and there was a lot of really good comics on the show, black and white. And you just came out and it just exploded. And I was like, wow, who's this? Where have you been hiding? And where have you been hiding? You've been hiding Gardena, right?
Yeah.
Well, you were born in Hotlanta.
Yeah, I was born in Atlanta.
Yeah?
Yeah, and my dad, you know, my mom didn't like him, and she moved back. We moved back to here, and I've been here ever since.
In Gardena.
Yeah, I grew up in Gardena. I was bad. He's tripping me out right now because I've never met a white boy who's a thug and his dick is big. Like, this is like, shit, I need his autograph.
You met me? Okay, no, go ahead.
I haven't seen your dick. You guys, everybody's talking about his dick, so I'm like, wow. Like,
well, speaking of white, I was going to ask you, Kamira, because we're not related because my last name's white too, but...
we might be. I mean,
I'm sure. We're all related way back when. We're all related way back. Don't say that because I still want to fuck you. But we're all related way back when. But is it weird being an African-American woman with the last name White? Did you get some shit for it?
What's weird is that my parents named my name so Afrocentric. My name is Kamira Matilaba White.
That's pretty Afrocentric.
So it's like, you know, like, why didn't you change the last name? Like, it should be like X. You feel me? Like, well,
they fucked you on that one.
Yeah, that's
right. They wanted you to have a little diversity.
Yeah.
That is true.
But really, you know, when you think about it, that's who I am. Like, I'm hood, I smoke weed, but I valet park. You feel me? Like, you know, I eat asparagus. That's who I am. You
nothing
know
wrong
mean?
With that.
Is asparagus
with your
thing?
Ribs?
Yeah, it is.
So you eat asparagus and ribs. Yeah, yeah.
Asparagus and ribs, exactly.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know asparagus was a white... I didn't know mayonnaise was a white thing until I saw it become a brother.
Definitely. It definitely is a white thing.
I hate mayonnaise. I can't stand mayonnaise.
Josie's the only white person in the room that likes mayonnaise. No, it's a whole thing. I guess white people eat mayonnaise.
Cum is better than mayonnaise, okay?
What's that?
Cum is better than mayonnaise. And we all know cum is not good.
I'll take your word for it. Josie, can you verify this?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. So when did you start doing comedy? I have a feeling, because I was looking at some of your YouTube clips, pretty recent, right?
Yeah, I've only been doing comedy for 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah. I was a single mom. I'm still a single mom, but I don't give a fuck anymore, so
that's right.
I'm done.
Just drag him along with you?
That's instant material. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck anymore.
No. How old, I forgot, daughter or son?
She's 13. Daughter.
She's 13.
Do you do Vine clips?
Vine clips? Not really. Only because I'm toe up half of the time. Like, I'm not one of those girls.
What's a Vine clip, Josie? I'm not sure.
On Vine? A lot of comedians are doing clips on Vine.
Well, now you tell me. I there's a whole outlet. I could have been a superstar by now.
What she's trying to say is you're not really much of a comedian because you're not on Vine.
I'm not on Vine. I got to look at the Vine.
I thought you knew.
I didn't know about Vine.
Do you know?
Not about comedians, but I know of Vine.
Enough of my ignorance, but 13-year-old daughter, now that's got to be some comedy gold there.
Yeah, not really. She's boring. Not really. It's just
more like drama. Huh?
Yeah, it's like...
Are you looking at her going, man, when I was 13, I got in so much more trouble than you?
Oh, my God. When I was 13, I couldn't even have came to this shit because I would have had a party. I did shit like that.
Were you fucking when you were 13 like Derek?
Yeah, I was fucking when I was 13.
What would you lose your virginity?
You know what? I ruined a boy's life in the ninth grade. Like,
let's hear this.
Like, he had just started fucking, and I've been fucking, and I rode his dick. He quit football. The coaches was like, leave him alone. Leave him alone.
You sabotaged the football team.
I sabotaged his damn life.
I still got
the coaches from the ninth grade.
Fucking him, I'm sure.
Fucked the shit out of all of them. But I really did though. No, it was bad. Yeah.
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 So you were 13. So the football team never won a game, and it was all your fault.
No.
All the cheerleaders were like,
the other schools were paying us. Yeah. You need to fuck that one.
Two, to three, or four. Kamara, stop fucking our quarterback. Yeah.
I swear.
Right?
They kicked me out the school.
Right?
They put
for
me
fucking
out
the quarterback?
For fucking quarterback.
He quit.
And so they kicked you out of school for that?
You know how...
I got a feeling.
You got expelled for your pussy?
And guess what? I went to Catholic school, too. That's the cool part.
Yeah. Oh, well, those are...
Yeah, we love the Catholic school.
Sorry if you're offended. That's where all the whores are made.
Yes.
I mean, look, you got that skirt on.
You can
sit on somebody's lap on a bench.
Yeah.
No, there's whores in public school, too.
Yeah. Oh, right. But if you go through porn and you look around and you see how many girls are...
Yeah.
The ones at Catholic school are hotter. And yeah,
they all end up on the pole too.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm sure they do. Oh, yeah. And they're wearing the same outfit too, the same Catholic schoolgirl outfit.
Absolutely works.
Right. So
have a crossover.
So Camira was telling me about her ex-boyfriend, and he might want to get into porn. He's not going to be calling in, but Derek got into porn because he was fucking a porn star. You were fucking somebody who was getting into porn.
No, we actually started. Well, yes, I was, but she was doing just girl, and I just started meeting people because she wasn't very good to people, which is a nice way of saying she's a fucking bitch.
Ex-girlfriend, I'm assuming.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Guess you guys don't get along, do you?
I'm indifferent. I forgot she existed.
Except that everybody brings it up in interviews because that's how
it's
you get
fine for me. So I basically helped her get in and get acclimated and things like that. Right. And after about a year, like she was like, you know, I want you to get behind the camera so you can start shooting your own stuff. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't know how the fuck you do that.
Right.
So I started talking to people, and nobody wants to teach you how to do their job.
Right.
And
absolutely.
I was like, oh, come over here. Let me show you how to run a camera and light shit so I can be out of work.
Exactly.
Doesn't really work that way. But people kept asking me if I was talent, and I was like, well, I'm talented, but no, I was
look at those eyes. Now, I think it's about time that we ask the question, how big your dick is.
Oh, like 7.5, 8, normal.
Oh, okay.
That's normal.
That's normal.
Yeah, it's normal.
It's normal for porn.
Okay.
Like, so, if I fuck girls off camera that are like you know, civilian chicks, like, they're like, whoa, you have a big dick, and I look around like, who are you fucking talking to?
If I had a dime for everyone that said that. Go ahead. 7.5. So it's about 8 inches.
7.5. It depends how far back I want to fool myself to measure.
Right. You're measuring for your asshole?
I'm measuring for my ass.
Is it tall and skinny, or is it big and fat?
It's thick. It's,
okay.
My dick is built like me.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It's very big and it's very, very muscular.
But you've had white dicks. It's.
I have not had a white dick.
Really?
I want a white dick.
Uh-oh.
But I have not had a white dick.
There you go.
Right. Come on, girl. I'll tell you
no, because last night I was in Gardena. I did my whole set about how I licked pussy for 3 hours. And yeah, you were getting a little.
I was like,
I've never had that
happen. Well, pussy eating is probably my favorite thing.
Yeah,
I like pussy eating over getting my dick sucked.
Really?
I love you.
Yeah, wow. That's real. That's honest.
We could get married.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. I love eating pussy. I can't even say that.
Well, and we were talking about BDSM stuff.
Right.
I always feel really awkward when we shoot BDSM because the pussies, you're just like, I can't because I'm a dom and they don't look at it the same way. And director's like, fuck it. If you want to lick that bitch's pussy, lick it. And I'm like, but somebody's going to talk some shit. It's gonna
it doesn't make sense when you're whipping a chick and you're choking her and you're like,
your pussy.
Yeah. I like getting my pussy ate when I know it's some good dick afterwards. I don't like pussy monsters. I don't like niggas that don't have dick and they just want to chomp on you. I don't like that.
Pussy monster.
Like, I don't like that. You know what I mean?
Pussy! Pussy!
I'm good.
Yeah. You better enjoy it now because there's a little fucking thumb dick coming
in. I need some dick after the coochie.
So not every black man is hung.
Hell no.
All right. She would know better than I would.
That's the fucked up thing about being in porn. Like, if you're a brother and you're not swinging that thing, like, get the fuck out. But if you're a white dude, you're good.
Yeah.
Really?
Marcus London.
Because it's not expected.
Well, Marcus London? He's got a small dick?
Yeah, he doesn't care.
And it's sad, too, because a black man.
Do you know who Lexington Steele is? Like,
I might have heard of him once or 1,000 times.
Yeah, I was on Playboy TV with him, with my band played. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And he whipped it out, and I was like, whoa, holy shit.
Lex, Prince, John, Charlie Mack. I shoot all those guys for some
I'm
of
not
the
saying
that
no black men are hung. I'm saying not every black man is hung.
No, it's
some white
men
are hung.
Misconception.
Right.
It is.
And by the way, Derek was on Playboy Radio.
Yeah, we had a show on there for like 3 years.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
fun.
So that's another thing you have in common. You have Playboy Media.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you never met. So anyway, so let's get back. So you end up in a porno movie.
Yeah, so basically I lied myself onto my first, into my first scene. You know, I had a friend that owned a company, a pretty big company, called DVSX, and the first movie I shot was called Goth Sent 4, and it was with a girl named Vanessa Lane.
Nice.
Who's like this little gymnast chick and could do like everything.
Right.
And so my friend was like, oh, you've been shooting? I'm like, oh, yeah, absolutely. Done this a bunch of times. And shot the scene. It went okay. And the director was Guy Capo. And he went on. They used to have this thing called Porn Star Performance. Where directors could kind of like rate their talent. Like, oh, they were on time. They were efficient. Or they fucked up. Don't ever hire them. And so he wrote like a nice review about me. And a couple other directors saw that. And then started hiring me. And
I mean, were you nervous having to give it up the first time? Because I was telling you, Nina.
I think I had a hard on in the driveway.
Okay.
Because I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, it's going to be fucking awesome.
Hey, Leslie. Right.
So you don't need Viagra. You don't need Cialis. You don't need
anything. I always bring it with me. You never.
Oh, okay. Oh, so there have been times that you needed a boost.
You don't know when you're going to have a flat tire, but it's nice to have a spare, right?
There you have it. Absolutely. He's prepared.
He is prepared. So.
When you go in, you talk to that girl, and she's mad at her dude who doesn't have a job and is bitching at her because she's a fucking whore, at least by his eyes.
Right.
And she's paying all the bills, so he just dropped her off. And you go in, you're like, hey, girl, how you doing? And she's like, fuck off. You're like, I'll be right back.
Right. No, you know? Nothing kills a heart. Ladies, listen to this guy. Nothing kills a heart. I'm like,
yeah, the nagging.
Right. But you, right, Kamira? I'm just laughing. Yeah. I just lost my train of thought.
I'm cold. I don't play that. If your dick don't get hard in my house, I got something for you. I'm going to put something in your drink.
See,
you're not coming over here for no reason. I'm not about to waste my time.
At least you don't look at the dude and be like, what's your problem?
Right.
Oh, here you go. Take this.
Okay. It's good. Do they still have fluffers?
I've never seen a fluffer in my life. I take that back. I've seen it on one set. Amber Rain was doing like a 50-guy gangbang, and they had a fluffer.
What the fuck? Right.
And they weren't blowing. They were just like jerking dudes off.
Yeah, it's a gangbang thing.
A 50-guy gangbang.
Because the guys are waiting in line.
When was the last time you saw porn?
Like,
porn?
I mean,
you know what's
10,
funny?
10, maybe.
10, 50?
10's your max?
10's my max. 10's my max.
How'd you come up with that number?
I mean, 50, 10, I could do 10. Yeah. In a rotation of two? Or how many hours are you in the rotation?
It's like, right, just a line.
Hey, where were you in the line?
I wasn't.
Oh, okay. You were just on the
side. That's the funny thing is I was shooting next door with, I can't remember who it was. But we were shooting like this MMA thing. So I had on like training shorts and all this stuff. And all of my buddies were crew members were next door. So I had on these like really tight shorts and I had a warm-up jacket. And Amber was in makeup. So I said hi to everybody at the next studio.
Was this Tough Love?
No. This was a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
So I went next door to the studio where I was waiting for her to get out of makeup, saying what's up to everybody. And I was like, what are you guys shooting? They called 50 Guy Gangbang with Amber. So I said, hi to Amber. And all the dudes.
Well, she's getting fucked or?
No. This was right before they started, right?
Funny.
So I go on the set and there's a bunch
of
dudes.
Hi, Amber, house number 23.
There's a bunch of dudes sitting around. They all got like little masks on. Some dudes are ringers and stuff like that. And so I told
masks?
Them.
Masks? Like superhero masks? Like,
yeah, they don't want to be seen. They want to fuck, but they don't want to be seen.
Like Eyes Wide Shut masks. Like
everything.
Yeah.
So I was talking
to... What about a paper bag? Like a grocery bag?
That was the point that I was in, but...
So I was talking to one of the lighting guys, Sly, and he goes, dude, I fucking hate this shit. Half the guys can't do it, whatever. And I go, watch this. And so I had on these training shorts and my warm-up jacket, and I hopped up on the table and I took my jacket off. I was like, okay, who's first? And all the dudes were like,
oh my God.
And they just fucking looked around and shit. And I just waited. And they were like, didn't know what to say. I was like, fucking with you. Never mind. I'm going to get the fuck out of here. That was comedy.
They had to pay the fluffer overtime because of your really, IG.
They were like,
I'm like, what do you do to prepare to get gangbanged by 50? What kind of pussy exercises do you do?
You don't.
I mean, like, what do you do?
You just lay there and take it.
You don't stretch?
You have to ice it.
I personally don't.
They ice it sometimes.
No, I mean... No, but she's talking about the girl. The girl's got kegels, I would imagine.
You know what? By the end of the time, it's probably not even 50 dudes. It's probably more like 15.
Benoit balls.
They rotate the guys through. Half the guys can't get it up. The other half pop early. Whatever.
Oh. Yeah, that's the weird thing about gangbang.
What's the difference between 15 or 50? None.
At that point,
so said Josie Cat. What a surprise. But
fuck you, Mark.
Come here. Now, you were saying that one of your ex-boyfriends should be a porno star, and we're not going to name him. We were going to call him, but apparently he chickened out, or he was too cool for us.
No, he doesn't want to be exposed.
Now, how is this guy like a porn star?
So what's his name?
And why do you keep looking over here right before you say something?
Because he reminds me of him. You remind me of him.
He's
but
black.
He's black, though.
Exactly.
So
yeah, his dick sits on the couch.
It sits on the couch?
Yeah, it sits on the couch. Like, you know how most men's dicks sit on their lap?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Or on their legs?
I wouldn't know anything about that.
And their legs sit on the couch? Yeah. Like, no, his dick sits on the couch. I remember I used to pick it up from the couch.
So like when he wears shorts, it like picks
out.
Yeah,
I might go over there afterwards.
So that's a warm up before she handled it.
So when he wears shorts, it like sticks out.
Yeah, it can't. Yeah. No, well, he wears long shorts, but it can.
And
it
he's could. Got no problem getting it up.
No, not at all.
And he's
an excellent lover. He sucked my boobs one time and made me come on myself. That's ridiculous.
Like, oh really?
Yes. Well, I had an orgasm. I didn't even know that could happen to my body. I almost slapped him.
Wow. That was awesome.
What did you think? An orgasm or orgasm just sucking on the tits?
Just sucking on my tits. That's all he was doing. Right. And I was like, literally, like, he, like, literally, once you get done having sex with him, like, your car keys and your ATM card just go in his pocket.
Oh, that's not good.
Well, that's great from where he's sitting.
Like, literally.
Well, Derek, before we got into porn, you probably, I mean, you were a ladies' man. And you were, I mean, you were...
I don't know. I don't think any cock can make that happen for me.
Oh, well, that's some bullshit.
Your ATM card? I swear.
That's some bullshit. You just haven't had the right one.
Yeah.
I've been bought pretty much everything under the sun before porn.
Right. Yeah. You bought me a drink the other night.
Hey.
I didn't fuck you yet, but I think
I didn't give you my car keys and my
down payment.
My credit card.
Not yet.
A $2 Pabst.
I don't drink Pabst. You know I drink. Don't drink beer. It was a Shirley Temple, but I haven't fucked you yet. So the car keys and the ATM card are on their way. I'm sure.
She's gonna start making songs about you.
Yeah, exactly. Sex junkies already been done, but you were ladies man. So you gotta have some fucking confidence. Say, look, I can go into porn, fuck you know, whatever.
You know, the first time that it was ever tested was I worked with a guy named Chris Charming. We were doing a DP on Veronica Jett,
right?
And
how is that?
I had heard about Chris Charming. Like somebody was like, "Oh, that dude has a big ass dick," and it was the first time I had done, or the second time I had done like more than one dude in the scene.
Right.
And so I wasn't used to that. And you see this little frail dude, about 150 pounds.
Right.
And I was like, how big could it really be, right? Like, in your head, you start to psych yourself up.
Yeah.
And so we introduced ourselves, and he's like, he's German. He's like, oh, yeah, I know why they hired me. I have a huge cock. And I was like, well, you know, they hired me because I'm fucking cute. I don't know what to say to that. Like, what do you say? You know what I mean? Like, I can kick your ass? I don't know.
Right, right. It's like Ron Jeremy. People watch the movies because it's like, well, shit, if he's fucking her, anybody can fuck her.
Right.
And he's got a big dick.
Right. And so he turned around to take his stuff off, and I was like, oh, that's nothing. He turned back around. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. And I was like, I had to, like, take a break. Go talk myself into it in the bathroom.
Monsters?
Give myself a little pep talk.
Was this Invasion of the Porno Shooters?
It was for Johnny Darko. I forgot what it
your
was.
Your Ass Is Mine, Sonny and Cher.
I couldn't even tell you.
I'm on your IMDb page. Jane Blonde, DD7. There's a lot of good ones. Well, what do you think is the funniest porno title that you've done? Team Squirt 2? Rookie Pussy 2?
The ones that I've directed? I did...
Yeah, the ones you directed have...
I did one called This Cock's Too Big for 3D.
This cock's too big for 3D.
Yeah.
That's a long-ass title. It's I hope the
penthouse.
Cock goes all the way across the whole title.
Well, it's a 3D. It comes right at you.
Everything in 3D.
Yep.
Did you shoot like a cum shot in 3D, like the cum comes at you?
Yeah. Yeah. You do all like the panty shots that they flip them at the camera and all kind of...
Because I haven't seen 3D porn. That's crazy.
Yeah, penthouse shot
I would love
years.
To see better storylines.
Yeah,
he's
shoot
good
the stuff
line.
In two fucking days, so good luck.
Oh, I mean, we'll keep it out then.
If you want stories, and I think I know who you played in this one, you were in the official Jerry Springer parody, so I'm assuming you played Steve.
I might have. I think I did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's a story.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No, but the comic book ones you do, the Captain America, the Wolverine, the Batman.
I played Mandarin, I played Deadpool. I had to fuck with that whole costume on.
But those have intricate plots, and you just did a Fast and the Furious parody where you played Vin Diesel's character.
We just did one called Ride or Die.
And there were actually cars, like there are car chases in the porn.
Oh, yeah. Oh okay.
Oh, no, we hooked it up.
I like that.
Actually, we had better cars. The funny thing with that one was we were shooting downtown on the 6th Street Bridge, and we had that locked down, and they were shooting inserts for the next Fast and Furious, like three streets over.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we accidentally kept overlapping their set.
Right.
And we were getting in trouble.
Right.
So we had a 1,200 horsepower Mustang.
Right.
Streetcar. And they were like, these are fucking up our shots. And these big ass helicopters and shit. And
so there were no drag races between you and the Fast and Furious guys?
Nah, they didn't. Their cars were whack compared to what we brought. And we
how was that? They got the budget.
Porn.
They don't.
Has the budget.
No.
Fast and Furious. I wish porn had
the
budget.
No, you don't have the Fast and Furious budget. You can't say that.
But the cars that they had were mediocre at best.
Right.
We had some pretty, considering our budget, we had some pretty kick-ass cars.
Right.
And that one was fun.
This ain't the Expendables triple X. That you got to have a plot in that.
I had a cameo in that. I did the Bruce Willis cameo in the church.
Oh, okay.
I would fuck Bruce Willis.
So you like bald guys, bald white guys.
No, I just want him to say yippee-ki-yay while we fucking. That's just like.
Not a problem.
No, that'd be fun.
I'm going to light that up.
Which leads me to my next. When did you start losing your hair?
Oh, probably like 17, 18.
Right? You just went with the shave look and.
Fuck it, shave it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I say. I mean.
Doesn't bother me.
Yeah. It's okay. It doesn't bother Kamara either, apparently. Nope. So, Josie?
Most girls. Yeah, we most don't girls like bald head.
Yeah, bald everything.
Yeah. No, now you tell me. But
I mean, if it's on an old dude, then it's like, okay, it's old bald dude. Good. But, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if they have the little tuft in the back. Or I saw a guy this weekend, a bald head with a rat tail.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
disgusting.
That's ridiculous.
But when you first got into porn, you were saying in an interview, people didn't look like you.
Mm-mm.
And things have caught up. People started looking like you.
There was only Mark Davis was the only other bald white guy. And there were no guys that had tattoos like what I had.
Right.
And so initially I was getting a lot of slack. Christian doesn't have tattoos.
Oh.
And he's gay. Moving on.
you got some fresh ink right there. I noticed you've been.
Yeah, down. Yeah. I just got. Yikes. I just finished the bottom part of the sleeve last night. Actually, yeah.
Mm. Right.
Who did it?
A guy named Danny at Danny Wild at Tattoo Mania.
Tattoo Mania.
Yeah, my boy Rocco.
I like what he said. He's like, yeah, Danny. And you're like, oh yeah, yeah, Danny. Like Danny at Tattoo Mania, of course.
He's.
You're really pretending that you've been there for like
15
him, right?
years.
Yeah, no, but it's
and
cool.
A lot of people know Tattoo Mania because it's been there. It's
yeah, they've
the
been there forever.
Trust is earned. I was trying to read it all day. Yeah, so
that usually works out well when I'm grabbing a girl's hair and they take that picture.
Right, it's good.
Honey,
you just happen to be in this. In
come
this
here,
direction.
Can he grab your hair and
earn your trust? Handlebars already. Yep. So
right,
I'm not really tripping.
Yeah, he grabbed my hair,
and it's hers. So I'm not.
Yeah, that's why I wear my real hair so it could be grabbed. Yeah,
right. You didn't know weave tonight. Good. Yeah. I'm glad you prepared.
Yeah, I like my ass smacked, all that.
Oh really?
Yeah, choked. All that.
That's
yeah.
something different now.
Oh,
you should have
been here last week.
Oh yeah, we had some choking, we had some fire. I showed you what happened
fire.
Last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, next yeah. time we have that. Anytime you want to get choked, we got some people that can do it.
I was like, oh
some
shit.
So I didn't know you were. Do you like to get choked?
I like to get choked,
spanked, and all that stuff.
A lot of girls do. Yeah. I think more girls do than don't.
Right.
And ones that say they don't are just closet about it.
I'm slowly learning this.
Yeah.
Josie said she don't, and she got choked, and she's like, eh, I kind of like it.
When I'm with someone, I allow them to be dominant.
Right.
In public, though, I'm not like.
Well, no, you can't.
Yeah, no, you can't show me at the movies. That's not.
I'm not the dom role.
No.
Right. Yeah.
No, not at the
but
movies.
But if I'm intimate with someone, then.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah.
Nobody you, gonna see.
Yeah. You know, no choking in the park, no choking at McDonald's. I get it, but. So.
I see you're just trying to order. Can I get a.
And if you have a small dick, you can't even argue with me. Like, if we're in a relationship, and you get mad, and your dick is small, only thing you can do is be like, oh, man, that's all you can say to me.
So how many small dick guys have you been to have a relationship with?
That's some girl shit right there.
But if you have a big dick, you could be like, fuck this shit. It's some bullshit. You could go off. But little dick just, oh, man, that's all you can say. That's all you can do.
How many little dick guys have you gone out with?
Not that many.
Right.
Because I tell them, like, why did you show up? This is not fair.
Why
are you drinking people? This is some bullshit.
Huh?
Men cannot get away with that.
What?
Like if a girl took her clothes off, we were like, oh, hell no.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
We can't get away with it. If
a dude has a little dick,
he'd be like, oh, come on. He'd at least argue with it. That's how I feel.
Right. You didn't pull your... come on. You didn't got me hot. Said you was going to fuck you. And then y'all lie. That's the point. If you didn't tell me over the phone, ooh, babe, I'm going to do you like this, And I'm like,
no. Woman's got a cavernous vagina. Yeah, we can't really say look.
Yeah, we never talk about that, do we? We always talk about men having a small dick. Yeah. We don't talk about women having a big fucking pussy.
If you've got the vagina
though.
Lips hanging down, we can't say
holy
look. We can't.
Shit.
You can't
look,
have this.
If they're not out here taking care of them.
If you've got the roast beef sticking to the thighs, we can't say look.
Oh, my God, the shami meat.
Yeah, none of that.
Like, girls can communicate with each other and be like, girl, look. And they're like, no. And then they walk by the guy and they're like,
yeah.
But what if the dude walked by and was like,
they love me, so I don't have complaints.
No. I'll tell you one thing you can
but
do.
Dudes do things like this. Like,
what? What's that?
Like they're hanging low or something. I don't know.
Well, see, in our community,
you're onto something, Derek. Now, can you women tell
they like that,
how big the dick is? Josie, can you tell how big the dick is?
Sometimes.
There's no rhyme or reason.
Camara, can you really tell how big the dick
is? Yeah,
no. I mean, it depends. Like, no, you can't tell. If anybody says that, you can't tell. You can hope. Yeah. You can go off the stuff like oh, he has big feet or he has a big nose or something. No.
Or he's in porn. He's in porn.
You can see it in sweatpants. Yeah, you can.
You just have a marker at your door, huh? You got to be this tall to ride.
For real. Shoot.
But
because men want what they want. What do men? Men go after big butts, this, that. How you gonna have a little wee wee and want a big butt?
Listen, if we're horny, we will fuck everything that's not nailed down.
That doesn't even make no sense. The circumference, you can't even get through. You know,
right? We want to stick our
geometry. How you
getting
the diameter of the ass?
Right. Gotta have a dick that's proportional to the ass.
Then they open your ass all up, knee your shit split open, knee you all that.
Whoa,
work like this, goddamn.
Hey, I think that might have happened in Captain America XXX and Axel Braun parody. I'm not sure that you were.
I've done Plumper Pass movies, so I'm good.
What's that?
I said I've done Plumper Pass movies.
What's Plumper Pass movies?
It's a website called Plumper Pass.
Plumper Pass?
They do all BBW stuff.
And here we go with the BBW again.
You just set her off.
What do you mean about it?
Big, beautiful women.
Big, beautiful woman? Don't call me that. I don't know what it is. I make a joke. It's called Big Booger Wolf.
I said about Josie. I didn't say
about
you.
I know what a booger wolf is.
Yeah, Big Booger Wolf.
That means you've been in the Bay before.
Big Booger Wolf.
So you fuck fat girls on film.
Yeah, and I mean girls that weigh more than I do.
Okay, right. Question of the day. Question of the day. Whose pussy is better, straight up?
What?
Fat pussy or skinny pussy?
Oh, thick girls all day.
I told you.
Exactly.
Thick girls all day.
They try harder.
And it's a combination between the two. I'd always choose a little more over a little less. And big girls typically have more to prove.
I hear that you're into Asian and Latin women.
I work backwards. I work backwards from what I dislike the most, which is typically blonde and white girls.
Right.
And then I move from there.
Right.
So the other end of the spectrum is like Asian and Latin and then black girls. And like that's all kind of like intermixed right there. And then we move down the spectrum.
And you've got your choice. You're a porn star. Now, have you met women and then they find out what you're doing and they find out what you're do for a living and they're turned off, or
it all depends on how you present it.
How do you present it?
Depends. If I really want to talk to you or not, that's where it kind of runs in. So if I'm interested in the girl and we go out and I'll give them their whole little line about, look, like, I'd like to see you again. I think you're really cool. But I kind of got to come clean about, you know, something I told you, I do these activities, but there's also something else I do. I'm involved in the entertainment industry.
Right.
And so usually they'll say, well, what kind of entertainment?
And some of them get it and some of them don't.
I said, I used to have a radio show on Sirius and XM on Playboy.
Right.
Like, he's easing them into it.
Exactly. It's like doing anal. Right. You just got to take your time with it.
Right. You do.
Yeah.
Please.
And so you kind of go through. it's not a run and gun kind of thing.
Well, if you get stuck
so there's levels to it. And then you ease them into the whole thing. And then there's the other avenue.
So you don't just start out, look, I just ate a BBW's ass last night for a website. No, okay, you got to ease them into it. Yeah.
And then the other end of the spectrum is if I don't really give a fuck about that bitch, then they're like, what do you do for a living? And I'm like, I fuck girls for a living a lot.
Well, you know what?
Well, I know that there's some girls I've met that if I told them I was a porn star, if I look like you, I told them I'm a porn star, it's on. And there's some women that
take you seriously. They just want to fuck you for like a bucket list kind of thing.
Right.
That happens often.
Right. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Camara. I didn't mean to.
Well, I was gonna say.
Because I think you got a bucket list too.
I think that women can deal with that more than men.
I agree.
Really?
Because men are hoes anyway. Like, only thing he's doing is telling you the truth.
Right.
And he's getting paid. Bring the money home. At the end of the day, they cheat on you and spend your money.
No, I've been cheated on. There's some female hoes too.
At least you're bringing the money home. Shit.
There's some female hoes too.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
But you couldn't deal with, like, men can't deal with us being hoes. We can deal with you guys being hoes all the time. Like men will cheat on us and we'll still be with you. If we cheat on y'all, she's a fucking slut.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I have a personal rule. If a woman cheats on me, it's over. I mean, that's it. And I tell them right up front, that's it.
What's your definition of cheating?
Fucking somebody else.
Period?
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Because my definition of cheating is if you just do it when I don't know about it.
Whoa.
See, if I know about it. If then we talk cheating, about it beforehand, if we're dating and then she goes like, daddy, I'm going to fuck somebody else. Like I put that in there, right? Yeah. See, there you go.
And see, so I guess you're right. I couldn't date a porn star because she's paid to fuck other people.
Right.
So I don't know.
Even though you know about it. But if we had that understanding beforehand, then, and for me anyway, it's like she has now permission to do it. I did that. that's me. I allowed you to have that happen.
But have you dated other non-porn stars and they could fuck anybody they want? Or
Here's the difference between the two is if you date somebody within the business, there's advantages. One of the advantages, well, they know what you do for a living.
Mm. And lots of testing.
It's not even that. The disadvantage is if the girl you're dating doesn't like the girl you're about to work with, now there's a problem. I know that bitch. Fuck her. She's going to try and talk to you. She'll try and fuck you in the bathroom, blah, blah, blah.
Sounds to me from what you're saying that there's a lot more drama with the girls than there is with the guys in the industry.
It can be. But when you date somebody that's not in the business,
right?
Now the other avenue, like if Gamera's, if she's cool with it, she's cool with it 100%. Like she has no idea the difference between Bridget B and Nikki Benz. Right. She just knows this is another bitch.
Right.
That's all she knows. That's all she cares about. So she's cool with one. She's cool with the other.
Right.
Doesn't matter to her.
Right.
Oh, but if she's in the business, she don't like her, and then you.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I
know that bitch. Fuck her.
I get it.
She fucking talks shit about me. Whatever. You're like, ugh. Whatever it is. Now you have to explain to that girl, like, I like you, but my girl doesn't really like you. So now there's more drama. So now you can't work with any of her friends.
Right.
And you can't work with that girl's friends sometimes.
Too much.
So it can get rough that way.
Have you been jealous of like guys that fucked your ex porn star girlfriends? I mean,
not especially.
Have you had drama? It's like, oh yeah.
Not me.
She's good. Have fun, you know?
If the girls that I dated, if I told them I don't want you working with somebody, it's because it was personal. Like, it was like, I don't like him for this particular reason. Like, we have a personal problem.
Right.
But there's guys I don't like in the business, and I'm like, I don't care. Go do your fucking job.
Right.
Suck some dick.
Right.
Whatever.
Well, let me ask you a question, because I tell you, the show goes by real fast. It's 8 minutes. I didn't want to ask you, because before you were in porn, you were a trainer, and you also were an MMA trainer for some serious...
I still am an MMA trainer.
Okay, so you're an MMA trainer. Yeah. But, I mean, you train people that have gone on to professional, but...
I've cornered guys who are in WEC, which is now defunct because UFC bought them.
Right.
They were always part of UFC.
Right.
And then one of my fighters is a 135er in UFC.
Okay, so you've trained people that are in UFC. Mm-hmm. How come you never did it competitively?
Too fucking old. Shit hurts. Mm.
But you're not too fucking old to do porno.
No.
Okay.
That doesn't hurt.
That's a huge difference.
No, but I mean, you're 40 now, but when did you start doing MMA?
Well, I started martial arts when I was 19.
Right.
I've been on a US team and two collegiate world teams. For taekwondo,
Oh, wow.
And then I boxed for about 7 years. And then I've been doing...
Amateur professional?
Or? No, just amateur. Like, training. Just training, with a guy named Stan Ward, who's...
I know Stan Ward.
Old school guy.
I know the name.
Yeah. Then that moved into all of the no-gi grappling stuff with all the guys I'm with now.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay, so like when UFC started like 15 years ago, you kind of got interested in that, or?
Yeah, I was interested in the spectacle of it, but I didn't really become serious about, I was really casual about it before I started working with these guys.
Right.
So, acquired taste.
So, but because you started porn when you were in the
30s.
So you're an old, I mean, I'm not saying you're old, but I mean,
that's old for porn,
you're porn.
I couldn't have done porn if I was in my early 20s. Are you crazy?
Right.
I don't do drugs. I don't drink. I don't smoke. So I'm really boring. I don't think I could have held that up and had that much. I don't know how you're 22, 23 years old and you make X number of dollars. For those guys, it's a lot of money.
Right.
And you still stay straight, like, you know, doing what you should be doing at 23.
You don't hear the story about women. I mean, other than like Blue Iris and grandma porn, you don't hear like women like starting at 35.
Yeah. Veronica Avlov did.
Oh, did she? Okay.
Yeah. She started.
Okay. There's one. Okay. But
let's see.
I can still start.
Kendra Lust, really Kendra popular. Lust? She started later.
Right.
Phoenix Marie is 30.
No, come here. You could. Are you thinking of going into porn? Maybe.
Look, times is getting hard.
I know. Comedy's not paying what it used to be.
Listen, my phone shoots in HD. I got
you. Oh, my
goodness.
Don't trip. Yeah, and then, you know, they got that big girl thing going on, I guess. And I'm a fine big girl. That's why I don't want to lose weight.
You're beautiful.
I might be an all right skinny girl, but I'm a fine big girl.
And that's the thing. There are fine big girls. There's not a lot of fine big guys. It's a whole thing. There's a whole fetish for BBWs. Derek will tell you.
Yeah.
And there's a whole market.
I was overwhelmed the first time I did BBW scene. It was a group scene.
It was a big, big BBW.
Well, it was me, another guy named Mark Anthony, and then three really big girls. And they were all super cool, but you're just like, oh, my God, I'm going to get eaten
alive. The folds, the cellulite,
and
the flaps.
They're all down for whatever. What do you want me to do? You want me to rub your back? You want me to stroke your balls? But
was going to make some spaghetti, too.
They wanted to be there.
And the craft service must have been fucking great.
You know, they were hungry.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They were hungry.
I'm sure you helped them work up an appetite, too.
You know, that's probably the best sex. Y'all could go, like, yeah. We get the whack, you know, like, you don't get the top.
I'm sure this has been done. You should rent out like a hometown buffet.
Oh my god!
Like off hours
and put right on the buffet.
That
bar.
Is hilarious.
Eat on and fucking bar. Fuck
like,
the whole fucking time.
And then they doing the ice cream
right.
thing like that.
Right.
And
oh, yeah, the ice cream.
They would be paying to be in it.
The thing, the cuts between the ice cream and the dick and the whole thing, the cum shots and the soft serve, that'd be fucking great.
Hilarious.
Oh, yeah. That would be funny.
See, now I'm thinking. Now I'm thinking like a director. Now, you're a director. You got some stuff coming out, right?
Yeah, I direct with a guy named David Lord for a company called Primal Productions. So we shoot a bunch of different stuff. But this year I've had, what do I have? Hustlers 40th Anniversary. I did a movie called Hard and Fast, which is an all-sex release. It's all like motorcycles and quads and dirt bike.
Oh, wow. So there's like motorcycle scenes and are you
well,
fucking on a motorcycle?
Too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I know that, but I mean, are you guys, you're fucking on the motorcycles, fucking on the quads.
Yeah.
But I mean, do they have like little motorcycle scenes and you guys are going in the dunes and then they're fucking?
Yeah.
See, there's stories here.
Where's the weirdest place you ever did it?
Weirdest? I don't know. Rock in the back of somebody's yard, middle of the desert.
Well, it's hard to top the 13-year-old story when he's outside the window.
That's probably the weirdest place
popping
to really
the screen.
Think about it. Yeah, it's probably the weirdest place.
What's the weirdest place you fucked, Kamira?
In the back of a van while my boyfriend's mom and sister was driving him home.
Okay, that's pretty fucking weird.
That's weird.
she had a catering
curtain.
Van.
Yeah.
So you know, at that cage. And we were in the back.
And they didn't know you were.
And they didn't know. They were just talking to us. Where do we make a right turn at? And he was like, by
the way, you noticed that was you and your female friend, right?
No.
Oh, your male friend.
No,
okay.
Yeah, I don't do female.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought I caught you with something.
No,
I don't know.
Never.
Never.
You've never done anything.
Never. Not strictly dickly.
So you were. That's great.
Let me tell you something. If I was
van.
Gay, I would probably be abusive.
Right.
Like, bitch, clean the house up. I'm not about to.
Right. And Josie, where's the weirdest place you fucked?
Bathroom church.
That's
not
weird. That's cool.
Oh, that's blasphemous. That's good.
I'd have done it on the altar if they'd let me in the church.
Right.
I don't mess with Jesus. I'm black. I don't mess with Jesus.
No, you do mess with Jesus because your cell phone goes off in church. You told me that at the beginning
country.
Of the joke.
Yes, everybody has had that accident.
Right.
It's not an accident. Right. You didn't turn it off. And then you, like I said, you probably cap an attitude.
She was
about
sexting
it.
In church. I know she was.
It's bad too when a song is like pumps. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just all kind of irate.
Wait, your ringtone is pumps and a bump.
Something. It was something crazy. I'll be making
pumps and a bump. Pumps and a bump. We don't think I'm going to pumps
and
a bump. Anyway, where does the time go, Derek? If people want to get a hold of you, let them know how to get a hold of you and what you got coming up.
You can reach me on Twitter at @dpierce_xxx. You can reach me on Instagram at Derek Pierce, DERRICK Pierce. What do I have coming up? I have 3 movies next month. One's a high-heeled fetish movie. One's a massage movie. And the other one's a 50 Shades kind of movie.
Okay. Did they stick the high heels in your ass?
Whatever your fetishes are, Mark, we can get to the
No, I'm asking. What do they do with the high heels? Do they stick them on your ass? Do they stick them in your balls?
What would you
have
a girl do with high heels? Wear them.
Oh, okay.
Girls in heels look fucking amazing.
Do you have a foot fetish?
I have a heel fetish.
Okay.
Shoe fetish. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Big time.
All right. Kamira, how do people get a hold of you? Tell us about your show every Wednesday night.
Oh, my God. I have a show coming up September 6th at Inside Jokes.
Okay. We did a show at Inside Jokes.
You can reach me on Twitter, Instagram, Kamira White Is. I'm on Facebook, Kamira White. And Derek Pierce can reach me at 310-646-7244.
Was that your real number? I hope not.
No, it's not.
I know.
We had somebody get a number. By the way, come here. There's the phone. And Josie, how do people get a hold of you?
Just Google me, Josie, Josi, Cat, KAT, and you'll find all my websites.
I'm sorry that I got the cock blocker in the middle there, Kamira. She got all your action with the adult porn star here, the male porn star.
Oh, she could have fun. We'll have fun.
It's always a love connection on the Dark Mark show.
Right.
Anyway,
I want to be a chuckle fucker.
I have to fuck a white boy.
Oh, you're gonna be a chuckle fucker? Oh, yeah. You're familiar with that?
Shit.
What's
a chuckle fucker?
A chuckle fucker is somebody who fucks comedians. Have you fucked other comedians?
No.
Oh,
okay, so this will be the first one.
Yeah.
I can see you fucking. Yeah.
I'll give you a
make the whole
idea.
Circuit. Yeah. I was gonna say yeah.
She's gonna go on my Instagram and break it down.
Look, this nigga is the truth.
Well, you know, Camira,
he is the truth.
Once you go white, you know you've done it right. Anyway,
sure.
Yeah, Derek, Camira, Josie, thank you. Everybody, have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.
Bye-bye.